have your day, you should know like this, that Shekol Olam Kula, the whole world, Mizdaza, trembled, Bishor Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sinai, L'Sis Hashem Hashem L'Kechol Hashav. Meaning to say, be careful, do not swear false. This is a very strict Avera, so the whole world shook when he said this. We'll soon see why. Okay, you're right, in vain, but it's the same thing, it's the same thing. A Shua Shav is also a Sheker. You're right, we had before, you're right, this really should be a Shua Sheker here, right? Shav means that we know the Sheker right away, everybody sees it. You're saying this wooden thing is gold. You're right, here look, it's a Sheker, right? The Chol Averis Shavatera Nemo Behem Venake. Hashem will clean you. If you do Tshuva, Hashem will clean you, forgive you. The Kanema Loyinak, Hashem will not clean you here. It's very hard to do tshuva on this Avera B'Shua Shekem. The Chol Avera Shabbatera Nifroi Mimenu. You'll get punished. The Kan here B'Shua Shekem Mimenu Mishpachtoi. Even your family would also be harmed, will have a punishment. She never says in the present Kehelis, Al Titein Espicho Lachte Espisarecha. Do not let your mouth harm your boss or your flesh. What does Besorcha mean? V'yein Besori Elokroiv, it means your relatives. Like, be careful, your mouth should not cause the punishment to come even on the relatives. Shnemer, it says in the Pesach Yishayom, U'mibsorcha loytisalim. Do not hold your eyes back from your own relatives, meaning you have to help them first. Atalach Nukutstaka, you're supposed to give your own relatives first. V'chol Averi Shevatera Nefroi Mimenu, V'kan Mimenu Mikol Elam Kulay. Not only are you punished, but the whole world is punished with you also. Shneim mitzvah to pasuk l'shaya Allah v'chichesh because of a shvua, because they swore false, and that's why the pasuk ends off v'yav l'horitz. We'll see later mitnei of l'horitz. The whole world was punished. For the Gemara, maybe v'yema the avodah nukulu. This pasuk l'shaya says a few averes they did. Not only Allah v'chichesh, not only a false shvua. It says other averes also. There was gezel involved, so maybe only of l'horitz. The whole world is punished when they do all the averes. Says, don't think like this. The Chassidus says, because of an Allah, because of a curse, a Shrua, the world was destroyed, Allah, punished. The Chassidus says, Al Kain Te Ovel Horitz, V'yum La Koyesh Rebo. So, Master, because of this Aver alone of a Shrua Sheker, the world, the earth, the Yishlaim, was punished. V'chol Aver Shabbatera, Im Yesh Loi Schus Teidum Loi Shnayim V'Shalosh Deris. If you have a schus, even though you deserve to be punished, Hashem sometimes pushes off the punishment to a future door, two or three generations later. V'kan, but here, if the person has the chet of the shvua shekem, nifroi mimenu li'alter, you are punished right away. Shnemrit says, ha'itzei siha niyum Hashem, Hashem will bring out the punishment. Mashma right away. Hashem tzavokos, oboi al-beis ha'ganav will come to the house of the ganav, v'yabeis ha'nishva, and the punishment will come to the house of the person that swore false. Bishmila Shoker, the Lono Bisoich Basi will lean or stay overnight in his house, this curse, the Kilaltoi will burn up or destroy as eight of Yesavonev his wood and the stones of the house. See, so now what does this pasuk mean? Hoitse Siyar means Lialter, means the curse will come right away. Uvos al Beis Haganef, Zeh Agrein of Das Abrius. It means even in the case where you're only stealing the Das, the understanding of other people. That means shame loy mamon etzach averoi. In the case that really you know this person does not owe you money, v'toiner, but you say he owes you money, or mashbil, you make him swear false. In the case where you know he only owes you $100, and you go to Bezdin and you say he owes you $200, and he admits to $100, so because of that you're causing him to swear. That's called yigoyin of das tabriyos. That's also a terrible chet. V'yalbeis hanishpa v'shmil hashoket k'mashmo, whoever swears false. The Lord of Masoch Vesoy, the Kilatoi, as Vyas Eitzah, Vyas Avonov, Holomarato, that Zvorim Shein Eishu Mayim Echalon Noisom, things that even fire and water cannot destroy so fast, Shvuas Shoker Mechaloisom, that a false Shvua can destroy it. And as this curse comes upon the wood and the stones, fire can't affect the stone, and the curse could affect the stones. So, that's why we tell this person before Bezdin puts the Shvua, meaning we want to try and scare him that maybe he'll confess and say, you know what, it's not worth it to swear false, I'll admit that I owe you the money. So it depends. If the person says after this introduction, they tell him, you're ready, hit me mukham zuman. They give him all this. The guy says, okay, I refrain, I'm not going to swear. So, poitrin oisim yad. Right away, Bezin takes him out and says, okay, you're finished, no shvua. You'll have to pay the money. We don't let him think it over again, and if he says, I made a mistake, I want to swear, we don't listen to him. As soon as he says, I do not want to swear, that's it. Poitrin oisim yad. But he has to pay the money. But the imam already nishpa, let's say the person says, no, I understand this, but I hold, I'm right, and I'll swear the truth. So then, the people that are standing next to him, Oimrim, they say zelazel one to another. They say this pasuk, surunom miyal oli hanashim rishoyimela. Let's go away from these rishoyim. Meaning, both of them are rishoyim. Both the mashpia and the nishpa. We'll soon see why. Okay, shemashpia noisai, and when we actually make him swear, Oimrim lo, you should know. If Oimrim lo, we say to him, to the one that's going to swear, to the laiva that's going to swear, he only owes him 100, not 200. Have your day, you should know. We're not making you swear the way you understand the words. El rather, adas hamokim v'adas bezdin. The shua that you say, it's going to be the way we understand it. But the Gemara is going to say, the ma'aseh with Kanya the Rava, that somebody said, I paid you back the money, and really what happened was, he gave him back the money in a cane, and he said, here, hold on to the cane for 3 days, and then give it back to me. So when he swore, really he swore the truth. Because that day, he gave him the money and it came. But that's not good, because we do not understand that. To us, paying back means you handed him the money that he could use. So you should know that's going to be a shekel. Why do they say this? Shekein mutzina v'maisha rabbeinu. Shekeshe hashbi yas yisrael. When Maisha made the Jews swear, Omalem, he said to them, do, you should know, I'm not making you swear the way you're going to understand that you're mekabel the mitzvahs. You're making the shvuah the way Hashem understands and the way I understand. We came out to Gemara before, that was to make the shvuah al-dasa rabbin, that ain't loy hafora. Shenemrit says, it's not only you alone, but rather, that, or whoever's standing here, only the Jews that were at Har Sinai, they swore to Moshe, will accept the Torah. The future generations, us, the Gerim, who are seed in the Izgayim, and I don't know, they also were Mekabel the Shvua. Talmudim, it says, V'yas Asher Anenu, Toy Hayom. Whoever is not here, Shad is all those Neshamas were there at Hasinai, and they all accepted the Shvua. Now, V'yem Liyela, Mitzvah Shekibla Layam Hasinai. Mitzvah is so Asidus Leschadish. How do we know Mitzvahs that are given later? Mitzvahs Midrabonin, that were not there B'shas Hasinai. To go in Mikra Megillah Minayin. Mikra Megillah first came later, Bizman Esther. How do we know that also there was a Kabbalah Sashrua? Tamlem it says, Kimu Vikiblu. So Ridashin Kaimu Mashkiblu Kfar. They made like a new Shvua later to accept what they accepted from before. So there was a Kabbalah on all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs Midrabonim. That's what we do to these people before they go to swear. Now let's explain. We start off saying that Shuas of the Yonim Afi B'Lashena Nemro. It said it's in language. So where's the question? My Afi B'Lashena Nemro. What did the Brayso mean to say that a Shuas is said in its own language? Kid, it's not like we learned. Eilu Nemar B'Choloshin. It means B'Choloshin, any language you understand, you have a right to say that language. Pasha Soita, when we bring a Soita to the bed, to the Kayin, that she has to say the Psukim, could be said in any language. Since the Mishnah Berurah says that you can say in any language, it has to be though that the people around you understand that language. Like if a Chinaman comes to America and nobody understands him, that's not called B'chol Loshon. You could daven B'chol Loshon, meaning a Loshon that people understand, that's called a Loshon. English here would be good. A language that everybody understands, that's called a Loshon. But if you're the only one or a few people understand it, that's not called a Loshon. A Loshon means a way of communication one with another. If the other person does not understand you, that's not called Lashon, Chiddush. So he learns B'chol Lashon means it has to be that place they understand the Lashon. So Pasha Soit is that way, Vidu Meister is that way, Kriya Shema is that way, Utfila, Ubricha Samazin. Ushua say this, Ushua Sapikodin. Now, that's what we learned. Right. You have to understand the language, for sure. We're just adding, not only is it enough that you understand it, but the people around you, there has to be a language that's spoken at the place where you are.
Okomanam, it says here the Brisa, Shvuas Abayonim, Afibu Shanan Emra. That's also said in any language. Oh, Mama, what we say before, Oimim Loi, we say to this person, Hevi Yodeya, Shekola, Lamkula, Nizdaza, Bisho, Shemakosh, Boko, Lotisa, Shemakosh, Lotisa, Shemakosh, Lotisa, the whole world trembled when they heard this one. My time, what's the reason? Ilay Mishum, the Yisyoi, the Sinai, it was given by Hasina, and it was one of the Aseret HaDibrois. Says so, Esa Dibrois, Nami Yisyoi. This is not the only one, there were nine other ones given. So why are you telling me they only trembled when they heard this Inyan of Loisisa, they're not swear false? The Ela Mishum, the Chamira, because it's more strict. This Avera is a more stricter Avera. The question is, Ami Chamira is so strict. What's so strict about it? So it's not we learned. Elohein Kalis. What are called easy Averois? Essay v'loisasei. If you just were over a simple essay or a loisasei, chusm loisisa. True, loisisa is not included. That's more strict than a simple loisasei. Chamuras. What's called the strict Avera? Zu Krisos. Or Misa's Bezdin, for Lysisa Imoim, Lysisa's with him. So you see, true, Lysisa is more than a regular love, but it's not more than any Chayav Kris, any Misa's. So it's not a special Chumrah that the whole world should be Nizdaza, all Misa's and Krisis are the same level. Ela rather Kriktoni, Taima, says the reason why. That if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. It'll be very, very hard to do tshuva. This is true. It is the same by all other averas. Lo yinake. I will tziv v'nake lo yinake. It says also in Shemais that Hashem will forgive and will not forgive. So you see, it must mean on some averas Hashem also will not forgive. So Mar says no. Humi boilele likri Rabbi Loza. Detanya Rabbi Loza Weiner. If shalom v'nake, you cannot say Hashem will clean you. Shekvanem lo yinake. The pasuk says, "Lo yinake, Hashem will not clean you." Yes, shalom lo yinake. You cannot just read "Lo yinake shekvanem v'nake." It says, "Hashem will clean you." And so it's a serious case. That what's going on here? Menake ulishav. I mean, if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. V'yeinu menake l'sheinu shavim. But if you do not do tshuva, then you will not be. You will not have. Hashem will not clean you. You will receive a punishment. Therefore, the only Avera Mashmi, even if you do tshuva, is only Shvua Sheker. Here it says, Lo Yinake at all times. So that's the Chumrah. Secondly, the Chol Avera Shabbatera Nifroyi Mimenu. Hashem pays you back. You get punished for it. V'kan Mimenu Umim Mishpachtoi. Here, not only you, but your family also gets punished. So Moria says, that's true. The Chol Avera Shabbatera Mim Mishpachtoi Loi is it true by all other Averas? That the family is not punished because of the one person that does the Avera, I will see the Pasuk says in Vayikra, V'samti ani es ponai v'yishahu v'mishpachtai. Somebody that worships Avodah Zarah, Hashem will pay back to him and to his family. Okay, yeah. So you see that other Averas also, the family is paid back. V'tani will run like this, Omer Rabbi Shimon, im hu chato, you can ask the question, if this person did the chet, if so, mishpachtoi machatos, what's wrong? Why does the family get punished? Leimach comes to teach us that you should know, ein lecho mishpacho sheyesh po muchas shein kula muchsin. There's no family that has a tax collector that they all do not become tax collectors. Meaning they learn one from another. That if you, one person does something wrong and the other family does not stop him, they have the same thing with them also. V'sheyesh po listin shein kula listin. There's no family that has one rabba that the rule they have to do with rabbis. In other words, if the mishpacha would have been clean and tzaddikim, they would have stopped this one person that went off the wrong derech. So usually, if somebody does something wrong, the pshat is the whole family has to do with that wrong also. Therefore, they deserve to get punished. Because they cover up for him. And they don't give him techacha, they don't tell him off, but they're lenient with him. They let him go. Because they have to do with that chet also. That's why they get punished. So it's a question. Other averus also the mishpacha gets punished. So what are you telling me special here? Shvua sheker the mishpacha is punished? So my answer is, there's a difference. Hosam bedinu achrina. Hocha bedinu didei. Other averus, the mishpacha will get a little bit different punishment. Not the same punishment you get. But over here, by shvua sheker, the mishpacha gets the same punishment that you receive. Rashi says, Bedina Achrina means the Peronius Kala. For other Averis, the Mishpacha gets a more lenient type of a punishment. For the Peronius, Habo Alav, not the same punishment you're going to get. But over here, by Shvua Sheker, it's the same punishment. Ketanya, like we learned, Rabbi Yomer, V'ichrati Oisai, I will destroy him. Cut him off. Matam Loima, what's the Pasuk come to teach us? Matam Loima, the Fishinem, because it says, V'samti Anias Ponai, I'll set aside my face to take care of him. So Yochel may be Kola Mishpacha Kula Vikoris, maybe the whole Mishpacha will receive Koris. Just like this person worshiped Yahweh Dezer Melech, he deserves Koris. Maybe the whole Mishpach also be cut off. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, no, Oisai. That means, Vichrati Oisai, I will cut him off. Oisai be Koris. He is the person that did the Chet, he will receive Koris. But V'loi Kol HaMishpacha Kula be Koris. But the rest of the Mishpacha will not receive Koris. What then? A more simple Avera. Because they did not do the actual Chet. It's only that they did not stop him, meaning they're too lenient, they have to do with the Chet, but they did not actually do the Chet, so their punishment is less. But here, by Shvua Sheker, it's the same thing, same level. The first question is true. The Chol Avera Shabbat Torah Nifroi Mimenu, the Kan Mimenu Mikol Alam Kulai. The other Avera is only to you, or maybe to the Mishpach a little bit, but not to the whole world. And here we're saying it applies the punishment to the whole world. Shnamrit says, Olo the Chichesh, that they made a false shvua, an Olah. Well, Ksiv, it says then, Al-Kain to Yovel Oris. The whole world was an Ovel, was destroyed. So first question, how do you know just for the Shvua Sheker, V'yema? Why don't I say, Ad-Yovel Ulukulu? The Pasuk there says, they did a few Averis. They were Geneva, they stole also. So maybe for the few Averis, the earth was punished. But not only for Shvua Sheker. So Moses says, Lois Fakodaita, do not think like this. The Sibbah says clearly, Mipnei Allah of Lawrence. Because of the Allah, because of the Shvua Sheker, that's why the world, the earth was punished. Now, V'chol Averis Shabbat Torah, Mikol Olam Loi, is it true what he's saying? That other Averis do not affect the rest of the world. Only that one person at most, his immediate Mishpacha. Ivok Sibbah says, V'kosko Ish B'yachiv. One person will be punished because of his friend. That means Ish B'yav and Achiv. That one person will be punished, will be a kashtum, be caught because of his brother. Ish b'yav v'nochiz. Malamna comes to teach us, shekol yisrael areivim zeh v'zeh, that all Jews are orev one to another. So if one person does not avera, but the whole world is also destroyed. That's why Achen we had that. The whole Klai Yisrael was destroyed because of, was punished because of Achen. One person did the shechet. So kol yisrael areivim zeh v'zeh, zin of arvis. Everybody is responsible one for another. And the Bala Musa say it's like you have one big tree, so you take off one leaf, it hurts the whole tree. So all the neshama is like one big neshama. So if one person does the chet, he gets punished. It applies to everybody. So the whole world is punished.